Storybox presents Hurry, Mother Christmas, a story written by Elsa Devenois and illustrated by Benoit Perraud. It was the morning of the 24th of December. Father Christmas was happy. For once, he was not making last-minute preparations and had time to enjoy a tasty breakfast with his wife, Mother Christmas.
"Did you notice how organized I have been this year?" he said.
Mother Christmas replied, "Yes, all the presents are wrapped up and in your sack. This evening you can just put on your coat and go and deliver them." That evening, Father Christmas flew off in his shiny sleigh, pulled by his reindeers. His wife waved at him through the window. "And now I will go and thank the elves," she decided. The elves were still busy in the workshop, putting away wrapping paper, sweeping the floor and cleaning the machines. Mother Christmas thanked them warmly.
"Well done, my friends. You have worked so hard. Without you, Father Christmas would never have managed."
All the elves were touched by her kind words.
"Yeah, hooray!"
Especially Dreamy Elf, who cheered as he put away the rolls of wrapping paper on the shelves. Mother Christmas looked in his direction. Suddenly, her face went pale.
"What is that sack you are standing on?" she asked Dreamy Elf.
"What's this? It's a sack that I found in a corner of the workshop. It is very strong and very useful."
"Oh, dear," choked Mother Christmas. "That is a sack full of letters from children. Father Christmas has left without seeing them. Those poor little ones will have nothing under the Christmas tree."
"Oh, no,"
cried Dreamy Elf in a panic. In a flash, the elves were back at work. They had to prepare the new orders quickly. Mother Christmas opened the envelopes and sorted them into piles. Fire engines over here, books over there. The elves ran around preparing the presents. But where was the wrapping paper?
Oh no, it had all been put away.
Then Ace Elf arrived, carrying a huge pile of boxes.
"Let me through," he shouted.
But wham, the boxes went everywhere, so they had to start all over again. The elves worked 10 times faster than usual. They folded, cut, and glued. But time was ticking by, and it was nearly midnight.
We will never finish in time,
said the elves. Meanwhile, Mother Christmas was trying to work out how to deliver the presents. The sleigh, the reindeers, and Father Christmas had already left. How would they manage? She could only think of one solution: ask Blusher. Blusher was Father Christmas's first ever reindeer. She was quite old. Would she still be able to manage the journey? Blusher agreed to help Mother Christmas. She would do anything for those children, even go trotting over rooftops in the cold in spite of her stiff legs. It was almost midnight when the elves shouted,
We have finished!
Phew! But there was one more problem. How were the presents to be transported? There was no sleigh. Then Blusher suggested,
Why don't we take the hay cart? Good idea. All we need to do is take out the hay, said Mother Christmas.
The elves quickly loaded the presents and harnessed Blusher to the cart. Meanwhile, Mother Christmas went to find her husband's old red coat. It was worn and mended in several places, but it was very warm.
Let's go, said Mother Christmas, climbing up onto the cart.
But Blusher was not used to running. She slid and wobbled as she tried to get off the ground. The elves cheered her on.
Go, Blusher!
So the old reindeer made a big effort, and at last, phew, she took off and flew up into the starry sky. When Mother Christmas arrived at the first chimney, she did not know whether to go down feet first or head first. "We are running out of time. I'll just jump," she said to herself. Unfortunately, she got stuck at the top of the chimney. "Humph!
Wriggle around a bit and you will slide down," said Blusher. "That is what Father Christmas does."
So Mother Christmas wriggled around and, whoosh, she slid all the way to the bottom of the chimney. She put the first presents by the Christmas tree, but then she was not sure how to get back up. Fortunately, Blusher knew all Father Christmas's secrets. She lowered a ladder down the chimney. Mother Christmas grabbed hold of it and climbed up as fast as she could, but it was very tiring. "Oh, puff,
40 more chimneys," she sighed.
When all the presents were delivered, Mother Christmas went home. She was so exhausted that she flopped down on the sofa. Then she invited the elves to have hot chocolate with her. They had also worked hard, and they deserved it. When Father Christmas returned, he found his wife in the sitting room, surrounded by elves. He said,
"Well, I'm so glad you are having a relaxing time. Maybe I could have a hot chocolate too, please."
Suddenly, Mother Christmas saw Dreamy Elf sitting on a large jute sack. She said in a shaky voice,
"What is that sack you are sitting on? Don't tell me it is a sack of letters."
Dreamy Elf replied,
"No, it is a sack of potatoes that I found in the barn. I thought it would be more comfortable than sitting on the floor."
Father Christmas burst out laughing.
"Ha, ha, ha! Just imagine what a disaster it would be if he were sitting on a sack of unopened letters from children."
All the elves roared with laughter. Mother Christmas said,
"Yes, my dear, just imagine."
The end.